We're brothers. We're happy and we're singing and we're colored. Give me a high five.
Tonight's rundown, Lee Daniels, Drake, Blac Chyna, Kendrick Lamar, and we're joined by a very special guest, Jaden Hollywood. Welcome to another edition of Bro Talk Live, the best show on the internet for you by us. It's your main man, as usual, sitting in the main seat as usual, Jason. Let's kick it over to my main man, Dex. What up, bro?
Hey, guys. Dexter Stucky here. Super excited to be here. I just wanted to start off with a story really quickly. So this past weekend, I visited Mississippi to see some relatives. And the question I kept getting by everyone was, Dexter, when are you going to have children? Like, where are your children at? And I said, you know, like, I'm not married yet. So I don't have children because I'm not married. You would have thought that by me saying I'm not married, I don't want to have children, like, you would have thought I assassinated somebody because they looked at me like I legit had three heads. Guys, it is 2018. You cannot think it's okay to ask people why they don't have children. Like, there are reasons why people don't have children. Maybe they don't have money. Maybe their sperm count is low. Like, you never know. So just stop asking that question and let people live their life.
But you know, some people.
Never mind. It doesn't matter what I'm not asking you. But just don't ask me why.
No, go ahead. You already started. Go ahead. Finish.
No. I don't want to get in trouble.
For some people, it's real easy to have kids. So, you know what I'm saying? Especially some of our southern friends. So I'm not, no shade. Ty to God. What up, bro?
I'm good. I actually barely made it here, but I'm happy to be back. I feel like I haven't been here in a long time.
You haven't, and we're glad that you've recognized us. You have accountability. And our very special guest tonight, the host of the Unapologetic Podcast. You can catch his podcast out on Apple Music, SoundCloud, Stitcher, Google Play. Did I miss any of them? Jaden Hollywood is tonight's special guest, the host. And he is, always unapologetic with his takes. And we are valued to have him on our show tonight. What's up, Jaden? How you doing, man?
Thank you. I'm doing great. I'm actually honored to be here. Thank you, gentlemen, for allowing me to be on your platform. And we're going to have some fun tonight.
Awesome. Tell them a little bit about your podcast and when they could expect new episodes.
Oh, yeah, definitely. So Unapologetic Podcast is your weekly dose of Hollywood news, random rants, and taboo topic discussions. We talk about everything from pop culture to music, movies, what's popping as far as underground artists are concerned, what's affecting our community, whether that be the Black community, LGBT community, the Atlanta community. We're talking about it all. I'm doing a special for the month of July where I'm actually going to be talking about how the government has failed us as far as the justice system is concerned. So definitely be on the lookout for that. I'm going to be going live on Periscope every Sunday with my different guests. Every week is a new guest, so you just never know. It's going to be a different flavor every week. So make sure you follow us on all social media. That's Unapologetic Pod, Unapologetic with the K. You can find our shows, like you said, on Apple Podcasts, SoundCloud, Google Podcasts, Stitcher, all your usual platforms you can find on Unapologetic Podcast.
Very awesome. Well, appreciate you being here, and we look forward to to adding your personality to the show this week. Mm-hmm. All right, let's move on to the topics. You guys ready?
Yes.
Yeah, ready.
Always. All right, how many checks should Lee Daniels be writing? The reason I asked this question, Lee Daniels, we all know who he is because of the classic film known as Precious, which has touched each and every one of our lives. One of my favorite films ever. One of the greatest comedies ever written.
Comedy? And
that's right.
I love it. It is hilarious. So many quotables in that movie. And we appreciate Lee Daniels for making that movie. I also did not know that somehow Lee Daniels and Dame Dash not only look alike, but really they had some type of relationship back in the day. And for that reason, Dame Dash decided to loan Lee Daniels $2 million to kind of jumpstart a movie he was working on about Richard Pryor. Allegedly, it was under Harvey Weinstein as well, which is kind of weird, but whatever. The two were at a Diana Ross concert very random as well. And Dame Dash rolled up on Lee Daniels and asked him where his money was at after all these years. He loaned him the money 3 years ago, and he's asking where the funds are. The whole time, Lee Daniels was saying, "Damon, I promise I'll have my people call your people. Damon, calm down. I promise I'll have it for you." Dame basically said, "You better have my money." And, you know, he just kept going back and forth with him about it. The two, I guess, got broken up. I never saw the end of that video. Did anyone see what happened at the end of that video? Like, did they end up just getting separated?
With his shawl?
Yeah, with his shawl. The little wrap. They actually had on a similar wrap this week on Instagram.
I had a towel.
I don't know if that's what that was.
On the beach. That's what I had. That's what that
was. A little shawl.
But did you wear it over your shoulders like that? Because then it would be considered a shawl.
I wrapped myself up in my towel to dry off after I got out.
Oh, okay. So you were looking like you're going to the prom. Okay, got you.
Had a nice little wrap on. Ain't nothing wrong with a nice wrap.
As he says,
he went on, Lee Daniels later went on TMZ's Rock Rants and talked to the lady who hosts that show. I guess her name is Rock. He talked about the situation, saying it was an investment, but I looked him in the eyes and I told him that you would get your investment back. This black man gave me money when no one would, not Disney, not Sony, not TriStar, not Paramount, not Warner Brothers. He deserves his money, so I'm going to work out something for him because I am in the position now to get it to him. So I'm going to get it to him because that is the right thing to do. But he quickly clarified that his apology stops at Dame Dash. He said people are confusing the Dame and Dash situation with the Monique situation. She was paid the money for the budget that we had, and for her to badmouth myself and Tyler and Oprah is disrespectful and it's wrong. She's out of pocket. She's really wrong. I respect her as an actor because she gave me her soul, but I gave her my soul, and for that shade, she was given the Golden Globe and the Academy Award, and it breaks my heart that she feels we blackballed her. No one blackballed her. Monique blackballed her. And for her to continue to speak about Oprah and myself and Tyler is disrespectful. So how many checks should Lee Daniels be writing? Just one to Dame Dash, or should he write another one out to Monique as well? What you guys think?
I think he will write a check to Monique if she pulls up on him. Like if you owe somebody money for 2 years, right, and like all of a sudden now you're like, oh, I need to pay you back your money. Like when they pull up on you, that's a problem. Like you should have paid this man back his money once you made the money back. Like you knew you owed him. He shouldn't have to come up to you and be like, yo, where's my money at? Publicly for you to give him his money. So Monique, if you're listening, either you or have your husband run up on him to get your money.
Please have your husband run up on him. That is so funny. No, Monique,
Jamie, what you think?
I think that Lee Daniels need to be set up on an ACH payment arrangement where every day $300 come out your bank account until I get my $2 million plus interest. So by the time I'm done milking your bank account, you're going to pay me about $5 million. That's just for Dame Dash. Now for Monique, I think you need to, at the end of the day, you did blackball her. Like, I don't understand how people feel like it's okay to run your mouth and talk negative about a person. And then when that person comes back to defend themselves, then you're going to say, oh, I never said that. No, you're a liar, and you're a fraud, and you're exposed. And at the end of the day, it is what it is. Pay up.
Wow. You know Monique is blackballed because there is not one black actor or actress that has not guest starred on Empire besides Monique. Like, they are literally digging up like old actors from the past, throwing them on Empire or whatever. Monique has not yet stepped foot on that set. So she's definitely been blackballed by him.
Ty, what you think?
Well, Monique's clearly been blackballed. I mean, that's not even a question. I mean, she went from winning the Academy Award to you never seeing her again until that this Christmas movie, whatever it was called, First Christmas, Last Christmas, Next Christmas, whatever it was called. But we hadn't seen her since, and she showed up in that movie in which she said she made like $300. I'm trying to figure out why Monique is accepting these movies for this money. Because, like, you'd have to pay me more than that. And I'm nobody.
Well, you see, though, when Monique spoke up and said, I need more money for something, you see what we did with the whole Netflix situation. So she was like,
look, this, through the damn mud, my opportunity.
And I don't know how true it is. I didn't feel like researching it. That Netflix decided to give her a deal like that was worth something.
No, it's not true.
Is it not true?
No.
I was wondering. Okay, I'm going to research that later, but I'll see Dex later. I'll just ask him.
So are you more like, for instance, if you have to do business, are you more likely to do business with Monique or with Lee Daniels? Jayden, what you think?
Monique is not getting anybody money. I'm going Lee Daniels.
Well, if I'm doing business, quite frankly, I'm doing business with Monique because at least I know she's going to be honest.
That's true. Very true. She's very honest. Dex, would you take a chance with any of them if the option presented itself?
Absolutely not. Neither one of them. Y'all both messy. No.
I guess that's all that is to that. All right. Is this real love or paid love? One of our favorite people, Black China, has moved on to a new man. She wrote "Hi, babe," and posted a picture of this young man on top of a Lamborghini that probably her baby's father leased from Kylie Jenner. "Hi, babe," at real Devin Haney. If you don't know who Devin Haney is, apparently the blogosphere knows. He's a fighter, a 19-year-old fighter, a member of Floyd Mayweather's The Money Team, fighting promotions. And this is the second teen that Black China has dated in the last 2 years. She recently broke up with her former flame, YBN Almighty J, after she says that, or reports say, reports, who's reporting on this shit? Reports say that he cheated on her. So there's also rumors going around that Black China is making money basically from these companies like Mayweather and whoever was supporting YBN Almighty J by giving them relevance and clout, saying just because she's dating this guy, these guys, doesn't mean she's sleeping with them. It's a business thing, way to cash out and stay relevant. So guys, is this real love that Black China has with these teenagers, or is it paid love? Does it matter, Jaden Hollywood?
With these teenagers.
These teenagers.
Honestly, I think the fact of the matter is that Black China is a child predator. Black China is one piss away from being R. Kelly. And I think that we need to hide your kids and hide your nephews, because this whore is coming through and she is taking everybody's sons. And it's just once you get, and I just feel like that vagina got to be cursed. Like, why would you want to go in a swamp? Or why would you, I'd rather like go swimming in a dumpster than go swimming in that vagina. I just think that
clout chasing.
At this point, it's disgusting. And I think that she needs to see a therapist, and I think that she needs real love.
Tyga is old. Is Tyga older than her? Cause I don't remember how that relationship went. Was he younger? I'm not really sure.
Well, you know, Tyga was a long time ago. You know, ever since she messed with Rob, it seemed like she just got on this new wave of, it don't matter what you look like, it just matter how many zeros are in your bank account. And you know, now that Kris Jenner has custody of the kid because she's too busy fighting people with strollers at Six Flags, she
that stands right down the street from my house, by the way. That's Six Flags.
Oh, wow.
Celebrities, right? Celebrity status up in the hills. I'm rich. Like, broke as hell. Ty, what you think about Black China? Is it disturbing that she keeps dating these teenagers?
Oh, Jason, you know, I don't think anything about Black China. I think that she's very disturbing. I don't want, I want her to stop being famous now. Like, I don't want to see her. I don't want to see that gap in her legs. I don't want to see any of those posts that she does in any of those string bikinis. Like, I don't want to see anything that she has to offer. Like, I just don't want to see her.
Okay. Dex, do you agree with Jayden that that Black China's one piss away from being R. Kelly?
I just can't believe you. That just came out the top of your head like that. Like, that's just like something that you just, you saw the story said. Like, that's what came to mind. Like, that is amazing to me. I'm disturbed by Black China, to be honest with you, I always have been, though. Like, when the whole thing with her dating Rob Kardashian came out, like, I was like, this is weird. Like, why are you doing that? And, like, it just seems like every month, a new story about Black China comes out, and it just brings this young woman lower and lower. And you know she's our age, too. Like, Black China's not, she's not some old lady either. She's in her 30s. And it's just like, grow up and just stop the madness. You deserve better. You can do better.
Keep showing up with another young person, like, just when you forget about her, she tries to show up as if she doesn't want people in her business, but then she shows up with another young person, and she's like repeating the same cycle, showing up with a random man and telling you to mind your business as if he didn't put it out.
Man.
Yeah, another young person. I'm like, what is the age of consent where she lives anyway?
Well, California, I think it is 18.
But I also think it's one of those things, if a man was doing some of the same stuff, we would have a fit. Like, you know,
well, we did when Tyga did that to Kylie Jenner. We did.
Exactly. But like, and that was only one person. But just imagine if he had a whole roster, like a whole English class, like Black China has, like a whole prom.
They probably both having like little relationships on the side with these little teenagers.
In the schoolyard plot.
Yeah, that's gross. Well,
Black China is a mother of two children, two young boys. And I think that what she's doing is not
one boy, one girl.
Oh, my bad. what she name her kids? Dreams and Nightmares, something like that. But
Cairo.
Yeah, I was close enough. But listen, you're a mother, you know, like you're supposed to be a better role model for your children. I don't know how different my life would be if my mother was out there whoring when I was a child.
But look who her mother is, though. Tokyo Toni's not setting any example. So,
well, yeah, you know, she needs therapists. Because yep, she comes from brokenness.
And they got TMZ. They asked TMZ when she was starting dating that YBN Almighty J boy. When they found out he was 18, TMZ tracked down Tokyo Toni in some gutter that she was in. And they asked her about how she felt about it. And she said, I'm not going to talk about it. I'm going to get China together, though. That's what she said, something like that. So I don't think she totally agrees with it either. So
how's she going to get China together? She can't even get her own life together. She on YouTube getting evicted. So that doesn't even make any sense.
Kris Kardashian ain't pay her bills?
No, definitely not. They don't bang with her. She's definitely the black sheep of the family. Okay.
I was just on that baby and was like, she's through the rest of them.
Did they ever let her change her name? No, she never married Rob, so she never did get to be Angela Kardashian, nope. Did she? Mm. Poor girl. She was so close.
Poor baby.
Smart or irresponsible is the next question we have. Kendrick Lamar was on the latest cover of Vanity Fair magazine, and in that edition they asked him about how he feels about Kanye's comments on Trump and slavery, because they're asking every black person the same question. Kendrick said he has his own perspective and he's on this whole agree to disagree thing, and I would have to have this conversation with him personally if I want to. He continued, they asked him about that whole incident where that white girl said the N-word at one of his concerts that Dex had a problem with. And Kendrick said, let me put it to you in the simplest form. I've been on this earth for 30 years and there's been so many things a Caucasian person said I couldn't do. Get good credit, buy a house in an urban city. So many things you can't do that, whether it's from afar or close up. So if I say this is my word, let me have this one word. Please let me have that word. So guys, was it smart of Kendrick to avoid controversy and like basically what he's saying as far as not attacking Kanye, or was it irresponsible for him to kind of let this go and also that whole N-word story? Dex, I'll start with you since you're the most passionate on this whole debate.
I think overall it was cowardly. I mean, I think you're avoiding the Kanye West conversation is very cowardly of you. And then you kicking the girl off the stage for rapping lyrics to a song that you wrote and you consistently perform, it's cowardly. And I think this speaks volumes about the character of Kendrick Lamar.
Damn. Ooh. Indictment.
That was harsh.
How you agree?
No, not necessarily. I do think it would have been interesting for him to say his point of view. Like, if you feel something, then feel it. Like, if you were out here saying something that I didn't agree with and they're like, Ty, what do you think about what Jason said? I'm like, Jason knows he's out of his fucking mind. He has no business out here talking like that. Like, if you're really that close, you know what
but
I'm
I
saying?
I think he is that close.
I'm gonna call Jason and let him know that I don't think that was what he should be saying. And it is what it is. Like, just like he went out there and said his crazy opinion, you can say yours, not, oh, I'll have that conversation with Kanye if I want to. No, you can address these things.
Jaden, a lot of people are saying that Kendrick is not going to play into the hands of the media who are kind of trying to bait him into, you know, giving a response and kind of push him into a beef. do you feel like he was right for staying away from that and stiff-arming it?
I mean, in my unapologetic opinion, I feel like if Kendrick wants to brand himself as this woke individual, then you're going to have to, you know, you're going to have to say what's on your mind and stand by it and be unapologetic about it. You know, I feel like these rappers nowadays, they want all the clout that MLK had, but they don't want to be out there on the front line really saying shit that's going to piss colonizers off. So, I mean, if I don't know, he don't get no respect from me, but that's just me.
Damn. Oh, you guys are harsh on Kendrick. I mean, he did brand himself, of course, as this social aware person. And it is interesting that whenever kind of something in the crux, you know, something that could be said in favor of progression, he always seems to step away from that. Like with the whole XXX Temptation thing, he was supporting him through that. Through all of his things, he invited him to one of his concerts, talked to him backstage or something like that, and really bigged up him every time that he was brought up in the media. So I don't know what Kendrick's doing. I'm not sure if he's understanding, you know, the impact of his words, or if he's even following these stories. Because some artists, they're so busy that they don't even have time to really understand what's going on, and people just ask him something, and they're like, "Oh yeah, I love that dude. He's cool." You know what I'm saying? But they don't really follow what's going on with the person. You know what I'm saying? As far as the stories of abuse and stuff like that. So could that, would you say, Ty?
No. He heard that story. I don't, he might not have his fingers in the media and blah, 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 whatever excuse you're about to give for him. But he heard that story.
You call it an excuse? Yes. You said I gave an excuse?
That's your boy. So that was an excuse. But he heard that story. Like at some point, even you, I mean, you're one of the biggest Kanye West fans I know. But even you have to say
was.
Are.
But you still listen to the
CD. Streamed that album. I know for a fact you did.
I streamed it for journalistic purposes.
I didn't.
Read the reviews. You can read the reviews. Get a good gist of it.
I got it for my own opinion. Did you listen to the album, the Kanye album?
I ain't listening to that shit. You're not about to pull me in the sunken place with you. No, thank you. You can stay down there by yourself, okay? I don't want no parts of that, all right? Shit.
Just by myself. I listened to it once. I didn't say like I didn't add him to my playlist or anything like that. I just, you know, say I wanted to check it out, see if he was because remember we reported that story about Kanye like trying to have a trick where he kind of comes back around and loops it back around. I thought the album was going to be the loop back around.
You want to see just in case?
Yeah, I wanted to see the redemption story live and in living color and report it, but it didn't happen.
And then you did it? Okay, did you get what you wanted?
No, I did. The next story is about your boy Drake. Do you agree with the criticism? He's released a new album called Scorpio.
Scorpion.
Oh, and... in that album,
get it right, journalist.
In the Scorpio album, October's very own decided to release some footage or some details about how he had sex with this woman one time and ended up with a baby. So there was a lot of criticism about the album, including from Pitchfork, which previously loved Drake. They gave the album a 6.9 out of 10. And here are some of the highlights from a review that they wrote. It's time for Drake to love something other than his bed and his mama. Whether it's 2011 or 2018, you're getting the same anxious, calculating, and self-obsessed with a golden ear and fondness for terrible punchlines. Fatherhood hasn't made him wise up, grow up. And if you haven't, and if you've gotten older and wiser, Scorpio just feels like the latest in a series of diminishing returns.
Scorpion.
Michael Jackson's nephew has something to say about the Drake album, because on the Drake album, there's a song called Don't Matter to Me, featuring the corpse of Michael Jackson. And in that song, he doesn't really sound great. And people took offense to that. Once again, Michael Jackson's nephew, the son of Rebe Jackson. He said this when TMZ caught up with him in the streets. I mean, I'm not okay with it, but Drake's talented. I just feel like if he, talking about his uncle, Michael Jackson, if he didn't finish it, you shouldn't use it. Drake is an artist. Everything he's made, I respect the artist. I just don't feel like it's okay to use someone's vocals and change them. By that, he's referencing a report that some of the Weeknd's vocals was mixed in there with Michael Jackson in order to sound a little bit more... to fill out the track a little bit. Jayden shaking his head.
I'm shaking my head. I just find it fucked up that Joe Jackson died 3 days ago and told Michael Jackson, get your ass back to work. Right. You know, I just think it's jacked up that even after death, you got to deal with your abusive father making you, overworking you. And I just think there's got to be something, there's got to be a law against that somehow, some way. But
that voice was sounding strained, wasn't it?
It was. Daddy, no, please. Please, Daddy, don't make me go back to work.
The nephew said, "Is music at the end of the day is art. I'm not going to say it's taking advantage of Michael, but I wouldn't do it." And several other headlines came out about Drake as well, including Drake can't seem to tell women, stop telling women how to behave. The best Drake songs aren't Drake songs, they're 40 songs. And Spotify users request refunds after over-the-top Drake promotion. Guys, do you feel like the Drake criticism is warranted? Dex, you rolled your eyes. Big eye roll there from you. Did you like the album?
Yes, I did. I like side A more than I like side B, but I did like the album. That was cool. I maybe it's me, and maybe my expectations are very low, but like I listen to these albums and stuff like that, and I pick the songs that I like, I add them to my playlist, and I move on about my life. Like, I don't do album reviews, and I don't really feel like why y'all doing all of that? Like, I just feel like that's a bit much. Like, people legit like listen to albums to really figure out like a story to write them, and I'm not talking about like editors or people who like need to do this stuff. I mean, like regular people on social media, like legit will listen to an album to do a review. Nobody gives a crap what you think about this album. Like, it's so weird to me that people take so much time to do this. Like, it's dumb. Like, listen to it, find the songs that you like, add them to your playlist, and move on.
Well, there's a very large music community out there. So
there's a large group of people who think that their opinion matters.
Ooh. Well, I mean, yeah, I get it. Hey, but at the end of the day, it ain't gonna stop people from saying what they say. And I feel like if you're gonna use the voice of a legend, make sure you do it right. Because 30 years from now, somebody's gonna use Ashanti's voice. And if they don't use it right, you're gonna be mad. I think you need to put your feet in somebody else's shoes for a second.
Then you know, good one. Ain't nobody gonna know who the hell Ashanti is.
Now, that's a lie because Family Section just used Ashanti's vocals. That's a point for Jayden there. Jason, you need to step it up. There we go.
Who just used Ashanti's vocals?
Fabulous just did it.
Fabulous?
I can see somebody using the sample. Ooh, baby.
He did. He used it. He has a song on his latest mixtape where he uses Ashanti's vocals. The song is actually called... The song is actually called Ashanti.
You know, you don't have to get mixtape samples cleared, so he just stole that. He didn't even sample it. He just
still used it.
Yeah, he used it. Didn't pay for it, though.
Okay. I lost my train of thought.
that whole Ashanti 30 years thing sent me. I wasn't expecting
that. Yeah, that sent us out of here. I don't even remember what I was talking about now.
Is the Drake criticism fair? Do you think it's fair that Drake is getting criticized so heavily?
I mean, I think when you put out a body of work, people have the right to criticize it. I thought the album was pretty solid. I mean, it's not my favorite album in the whole world. Like, I'm not streaming it over and over again, but I thought it was pretty solid. I did not like the Michael Jackson track. I'm not going to lie. The vocals sounded weird to me. And I wasn't a huge fan of it, but I did like the album.
I like the song. I just wish that, you know, Michael was alive to sing it. You know what I'm saying? Like, I can hear now, once I heard that Weekend thing, I can hear the Weekend in the song every time I listen to it now. So I don't know if that's true or not, but it seems like it might be accurate. If so, I think that's very disrespectful to also mix in the Weekend with Michael Jackson. Don't try it.
I mean, with that being said, I really do think if you wanted the Weekend in the song, if he was going to do the vocal, why not Weekend on the track? Like, I don't really feel like the Michael Jackson thing was necessary.
It probably would have been a bigger hit if the Weeknd was on the damn song.
I agree. Just put the Weeknd on it. You know? Or there are other Michael Jackson samples to use. I just didn't necessarily think that was the best.
Well, apparently he got the song from a producer named Paul Anka, who used to work with Michael Jackson, and it was an unreleased track or something like that. So he just heard it and he said, oh, no one's heard this yet, so I'm going to use it. Just like he does with all those Aaliyah songs. So, you know, Drake did a lot of sampling in the second half of that album, but we're not going to get into album reviews since Dex says that those are pointless.
We're not allowed.
We're not allowed to do that.
We don't have the capacity to review an album. We're not allowed.
Time for the most offensive part of the show. It's called Racist. And guys, we have a Checky Diallo update. Do you guys know who that is?
No.
Do share.
All of you guys know who that is. Janie, you don't know who that is?
Nope.
He's like, what the hell is that?
I do. I'm sorry.
Dex, this is one of your favorite people. And Ty, we all know how you revere this person. Cheki Diallo, she changed her name to this in 2016, also known as Rachel Dolezal. She was arrested.
Oh, my God.
That's her real name, the Cheki Diallo. She was arrested on multiple charges.
And catchy.
I said it wrong. You know, I just messed it all up. It don't matter. It's not her real name anyway. She was arrested on multiple charges related to welfare fraud. On Monday, she's now back out of jail. And she pled guilty to state charges of first-degree theft and welfare fraud. She's facing 15 years in prison after stealing reportedly $8,000 in food stamps and child care assistance. So that is the update on Rachel Dolezal. Dex, are we going to throw back up that GoFundMe so she can pay back that $8,000?
No, we're not.
Put the GoFundMe. You can't keep a black woman down.
What happened to the first one? How much did we raise for her?
Nothing. Rachel just had a Netflix special. Like, you're bigger than Monique at this point. Like, you really are a black woman. Like, at this point, like, you're filling in for all the black women. Like, we can't keep bailing you out. Like, why?
She's still rocking it. Look, or she's go back to her blonde hair.
Like, you literally have a Netflix special, which means I know you got some money. Why are you still on welfare and mess with these people on welfare?
I don't know. Jane, how you pronounce her name again? Cheki Diallo?
Yeah, Cheki.
So in silence.
Mm-hmm. It depends on what country she claims that she's from.
She wasn't just pretending to be black. Like, she wasn't like, oh, I'm just a black girl from like the hood or whatever, or the neighborhood. I'm like African. That's what she was doing?
Well, she says she's Pan-African. So it's complicated. She doesn't claim to be black, but she claims to have a connection to the Pan-African culture. And I mean, quite frankly, I don't have hate in my heart towards her because she did more than I did for the black community, you know, but at the end of the day, it is what it is, and I'm going to call a spade, and a white girl, and honey, you are white, okay? Your parents are trailer trash. Like, you are not Pan-African. You are not half African. You are white, and you can be white and still fight for black rights, but this whole I'm Pan-African and I call me Nkechi bullshit, I'm not recognizing that. I'm sorry. I'm just not.
All right. Make sure you catch Unapologetic Pod this week. Actually, next week, because the episode just came out today. Next week, they will be throwing up the GoFundMe account for Rachel Dolezal details to follow. Ty, are you donating?
Absolutely.
I feel like she needs help. Like, I feel like she's lost.
Definitely needs help, but I don't think it's
funny. As an educator, what better cause do I have to pour money to her than Rachel Nkechi or Nkechi?
Nkechi Diallo.
No, the N makes a sound. It's like an N sound.
Nkechi Diallo.
There we go.
All right. Another racist news. According to Fox 5, a church in Maryland had a little altercation when a reverend blew up at the family. Hundreds were gathering to mourn the death of a 54-year-old woman when someone knocked over and damaged the church's sacred golden chalice as they went for a hug near the altar. At this point, one of the women says all hell broke loose. The minister, the reverend, got on the mic and said, there will be no funeral. There will be no mass. Everyone get the hell out of my church. The woman said he disrespected my family. He disrespected my mother and called my mother a quote unquote thing, saying, quote, get this thing out of my church. Everyone get the hell out of my church.
Ooh.
It was very sad. She said, I've never seen anything like that. Do you think this was racist? Because the reason I asked this, the family says that they never thought that it was racist. And the pastor has apologized, saying that he reacted in a moment of anger. So based on those and based on the facts, do you think him calling this a thing was racial or do you think it was not?
I think it was frustration.
Because his chalice got knocked over.
Like, I mean, yeah. You ever been around, like, think about it. You ever been around, like, your family or something like that, and they knock something over and you just call them everything except for a child of God. Like, it just happens. Like, you can't help it.
I don't do that. But I just think that maybe he's an asshole, not necessarily a racist asshole.
How are you going to say in a pulpit, get the hell out of my church?
Like, I'm surprised he didn't get beat up, though.
Well, you know, pastors are the new age scammers, so I don't put nothing past them, quite frankly.
Because, like, black people don't care. Like, when you piss them off, they don't care where they are. Like, it's like, usually, like, you, like, churches are not exempt from a beatdown. I've seen it happen. So I'm like,
in church? You seen somebody get beat up in church?
Yeah, I trust me, it's happened.
When do you go to church? This is amazing to me. I need more detail. All right, we got to move, though. That was racist. Moving on to the next segment of the show. Ty, this is your very own segment.
Yay. I'm back. Did y'all miss me? Q&A.
Girl.
Basically, you didn't send me our little preview like we usually do.
You didn't ask for any prep, so don't act like I didn't just send it to you. Ooh, look at this font. It looks terrible today. What's happening?
Topic one, Jeff Curry don't want the pot boy. Topic two, holiday blues. Topic three, dirty dancing. Topic four, Monique. Oh, I'm sorry, unpaid.
Monique. Speaking of unpaid labor, did you hear that story about Karen Sobel and that girl that she fired because she was mad at Nicki Minaj or something like that? She says something about Nicki Minaj.
Well, and Karen Sobel didn't fire her. One of her minions did.
Yeah, one of the minions did. And then he decided to emphasize like 20 times that it was an unpaid internship. I was like, why does he keep doing that? Like, you probably have an unpaid internship with Karen Sobel. Like, stop playing.
I think he tried to make it seem like he didn't really, like, people probably made it seem like you're trying to keep a black woman down, but he was probably trying to make it seem like it was unpaid anyway, so she was expendable. So she going to be good regardless. You know, I'm not affecting her not being able to pay her bills.
That's so damn rude.
But didn't Karen Civil go to prison for a while?
She stole Cameron's money or something like that. And
Okay, so another scammer. Okay, cool.
Yeah, you know. She has history with another one of Dex's friends. Back in the day, she was on Bro Talk. But all right, which topics you guys want to do?
Chef Curry don't want the pot boy.
That's the one you want to do. All right, it's short. So Ty, are you still here?
I'm here. Okay. You can't see me?
No. Well, no.
He thinks he's John Cena. You can't see me.
I didn't mean that to be rude. My wife hates having a primary overwhelmingly responsible for our family's dinner. I try to help out primarily. I think that's what it meant. I try to help out. I try to be responsible for cooking at least one meal a week and to come home with takeout when we're both busy. The complication for me is that I work a lot more hours, 40 to 50 hours to her 16 to 20. Any advice on discussing expectations and responsibilities with a spouse? Jason?
Yeah, just do it. I mean, you both are grown ups. I feel like you should be able to talk to each other about responsibilities. I mean, if she's not working but 20 hours a week, what the hell is she doing the other?
Right. You only working 16 hours. You only working 2 days a week. You can't cook? What the fuck? You better get Freshly or HelloFresh. Do y'all have a promo code or something that I can plug in? Because
Bro Talk Live or something.
Yes. Y'all need to get a promo code for one of these meal prep services because that's unacceptable. 16 hours a week and you can't cook? Nah.
What else you know if she got a baby? Like, I feel like I'm missing something. Like, if you have a baby, okay, I can understand that. But unless you have a kid,
maybe she doesn't want to do it. I don't think just because she's working 16 to 20 hours, I don't think that means she has to be cooking as well. Like, that's very, like, outdated, I think, to even think that this woman needs to be doing that. And for you to be like, I try to help out with the responsibility. Sir, you have to eat too. So, like, if she doesn't want to do it and you want to, then just do it. Like, I don't understand the issue.
Yeah, I don't understand why this is a question and why y'all haven't sat down at the dinner table and had a conversation. And if she can't cook,
because they ain't having no damn dinner.
Y'all need to go ahead and get a service.
So here's the thing. I mean, people get married and like you don't talk about certain things before you get married. Like that's something that you talk about before you get married to somebody. Like, is this a thing? Like, this is what I expect. And you have that conversation already. Now that you're in the thick of things, you kind of got to take what you get. Like, was she cooking before y'all got married? Did y'all not know each other? And y'all just showed up? Like, did y'all, what happened? Did she switch it up on you? Like, before she was cooking all the time and now all of a sudden she doesn't? Like, you got to just talk about these. I mean, 40 hours a week is not that much time to work. I mean,
it's a full-time job.
It's a full-time job, but it's a regular amount of hours. Like, people were putting in 60, 70 hours, like, really tripping. Now I'm like, okay, well, he really doesn't have time. Like, you're getting home at a, seems like a normal time, maybe 5:30. You can do some cooking. She can do some cooking. Like, I don't know what's going on in your household, but you just need to have the conversation. Look, this, I'm expecting us to cook. Like, we have to figure this out. Like, that's what we do. We have a little, we got a little schedule going on. I'm like, you're responsible for this day. That day, I'll be responsible for whatever day. And if we're both too lazy to cook, which happens, we figure out, we order out. Like, just have the conversation. Like, why do people have such difficulty speaking to their own spouses?
Very true. All right, let's do topic three.
Sure.
Dirty dancing.
Dirty dancing. It's kind of gross, but here we go.
Okay. Oh, that's like super blurry. Is it my eyes?
Maybe you want me to read it? Get some new glasses?
Yes, I do. I actually have an appointment coming up.
Welfare paying for it?
Is welfare paying for it? Sir, now come on. Everybody might not know, but you know me. Like, you know this. You know.
I wish they would. How about that?
You know, I want them to. I would take it, though. Be right with Rachel in the welfare.
Stealing $8,000
in jail with Rachel.
You go to jail for $8,000 food stamps. That's crazy.
So
crab legs and shrimp again. And steaks.
Oh,
sorry. God. Go ahead.
These people need us. Okay. So I've been attending a salsa dance class the last few months. The class is structured so that you are welcome to come as a single person and the other participants shuffle through partners throughout the class. It's a lot of fun, and the men are generally pretty respectful and appropriate. My
father, you already know where this is going.
has been attending the last 2 weeks, and while he is very polite, oh God, his body odor is horrendous. I'd say it like that. I really cannot overstate how bad it is. By the middle of the class, he is sweating profusely, such that there is sweat dripping off of his nose. And yes, onto his dance partner, or at least me, which is my main concern. I really don't want to dance with him, but I don't know how to refuse or what to do about it without being rude. I can totally see his attendance in the class as a suggested assignment from a therapist or other... give her to I'm sorry, that was funny. Get out of there and be around people, even if it's something he's not comfortable doing. What can I do? I do want to be kind. I think honestly, the first thing I'm gonna say, honestly, seriously, if you wanted to be kind, this is not the place to go for advice. But I'll take it from there. I don't know what made you suggest that anyone around here gave kind advice, but go for it.
God. I don't
have an issue with telling, like, if a person is in my space and I don't especially, like,
you're going to be touching me.
Yeah. If a person is in my space and I don't like the smell, attitude, taste, whatever that the person is giving me, I don't really have an issue with expressing that. Like, if you don't smell good, I would say, like, oh my God, like, you got to change your deodorant or something like that, because, you know, like, it's not a good smell and we're active, we're moving around a lot. I guess you can be nice about
it. You would tell a stranger that?
Yes, like, nice.
If the smell from your nose is dripping on me, like, I'm not just going to sit there and be quiet about that. Like,
we both got a problem. And it's not a one-time thing. Like, you're consistently coming up on me, dripping sweat on me. Like, you're lucky I don't knock you out. Like,
came through dripping. Drip.
You're dripping. That's not a sexy moment for me. Like, the sweat from your nose is mixing with your snot and dripping on my body. Like, this is not going to work. Like, yeah, and it's not going to work, period.
I would have to pull you after class and just be like, hey, I don't, you know, people are talking and you a little funky. I don't know if you're not using deodorant. Are you showering? Is your water shut off or something? Do you need help paying your water bill? Because
I'm not asking about if they need help paying the water bill, because next thing you know, you're getting the invoice. So
I'm not the type of person. I mean, I will confront something. Like, I don't say things in front of people. You can pull him to the side and say, listen, I enjoy dancing with you. I think that it's great that you're getting out here and doing your thing, but, like, this is something that's necessary if we're going to dance. Like, I'm not telling you to fix it, but I'm saying, like, if we're going to dance, Like, if you don't, if you're comfortable with the your current state, then just when dance parts switch right, don't look my way.
What if it's a cultural thing?
I think
like
what
they don't want to
dance. Like, if that's your thing, again, if that's your culture, if that's your thing, if you're okay with it, I'm not okay with it. If we're going to dance, we need to make sure our cultures align with how people
I think what Jaden and Ty said, like, really sound really good together. I like what Ty said about starting off with a compliment and letting them down, like, a little bit gently. But I also like what Jaden said. I think what you should do, if you want to be nice about it, say, I have heard what other people are saying, or if there's a person that you really don't
you gossip
their name, it. Throw their name into it. This person has said that you've done XYZ, or you smell like XYZ. I'm not one to gossip, but I want to be your friend and let you know what's going on.
I'm not the one to go gossiping.
I'm not one to gossip, but
you ain't hear this from me, but
like, don't tell nobody I said it, but
you know I don't like to be all up in stuff, but
Teddy. You remember that what was that show, Half and Half? Didn't that girl always do that in that show?
Yeah, she would be like, I'm not one to gossip. The Big Didi character.
Yeah, Big Nini. I used to love that show. Q&A. For more Q&A questions, hit us up, brotalklive.com. Click on the badge at the top of the page that says Q&A. All right, just a time. Jaden Hollywood's favorite part of the show, because it's everybody's favorite part of the show.
That's debatable.
Very much so.
I still don't even know what you're saying when you say that. Are you saying jizzy time, juicy jizza, time?
Jizza.
Jizz time.
Jizz time? Yeah, jizz. Like RZA, I'm the jizza. I'm almighty and knowledgeable. You got it now? Clicks? There we go.
No, but okay. I'm going to pretend I do.
Kim K was up in the kitchen serving up some food, and she posted this to her Instagram. I guess this was her and Kanye's dinner. People were confused as to what it actually is. I can't really tell. Do you guys have any guesses?
Okay, let me put my shades on, because I'm about to be real shady right now.
Is that Steakums? Awesome cheese?
Definitely Hamburger Helper.
It looks like Kimberly is trying to cook Captain's Crunch.
Captain's Crunch.
Macaroni and cheese and some ice. I think, Kim, you need to stick to doing what you do best, and that's opening your legs and showing your vagina to the world.
Oh, my goodness.
I think you need to stay far away from the kitchen. I think you need to stick to doing what you're doing out on Snapchat or whatever, selling your makeup kits and your contour stuff that ain't for Black people, but you make it seem like it is. But cooking is not your forte, and if you think that it is, if you're in the learning stage, I need you to stay in the learning stage, but I don't need you to get on your public platform and embarrass yourself like this. This just doesn't make any sense at all for you to be cooking Captain Crunch for a Black man and your Black children for dinner. I need you to learn how to cook some, I don't know if y'all vegan or whatever, but learn how to cook some vegan lasagna, learn how to do some shrimp scampi, learn how to cook some cornbread, some pork chop, some fried chicken, whatever.
You seen Kanye West? He doesn't need any of that. He needs a salad or whatever the mess is that Kim calls it.
I think they should be investigating her for welfare fraud. That looks like that block cheese they give away.
I think that's that Wick cheese. Yeah.
Yeah, that looks like Wick cheese. Like, they need
that sauce. You know what this sauce looks like? You know how you get toaster strudel and it comes with a little packet of
like icing pack?
That's what the sauce looks like. That's a dessert.
What is this chicken?
Did they clarify what it was, though? I'm curious.
I don't think anyone ever did. It might be something Armenian or something. We don't know. But that chicken is looking kind of bad.
Like, left hand to the right?
In reference to that, though, we're going to play a game called One Gotta Go, because we love this game. And since July 4th is tomorrow, we're going to do cookout food. So, guys, One Gotta Go, we got the meats first. Hot links or hot dogs. And then we got hamburgers, chicken wings, or ribs. One Gotta Go. Which one going?
Oh, you take ribs out first, or hot dogs first.
Hot dogs, except, like, I just came back from Mississippi and there's these things down in the South. Jaden, you might know about these. They're called Red Rose sausages. The best hot dog you will ever have in your life. Like, it just, like, if you guys have never had these, which most people have.
Like, what the hell are you talking about?
I don't know if they have them in Atlanta, but I know they have them in Mississippi, and it is amazing. But for this, I'm going to throw hot dogs away.
The hot dogs and stuff.
Jane, you agree with him?
Man, I don't eat meat at all, but if I had to just pick one, no. Despite what popular belief, I do not eat meat. But if I had to get rid of one, it would be ribs.
Ribs? You don't like ribs?
I love them. I can get rid of ribs. I can do without ribs or hot dogs.
I only eat ribs maybe like once a year, so actually they could go. But hot dogs, I would never eat those though.
I love me some ribs.
I'm a ribs guy. I've never even had one.
All right, we got for the drinks, lemonade, iced tea, Lamaritas or beer. We can slash that one. And sangria. Who be in that drinking that sangria with all them fruits?
I say lemonade.
You don't like lemonade? Who the hell don't like lemonade?
I just feel like lemonade is kind of played out at this point.
What? Who says
what?
I do. I feel like every time you get it, it's always like too sweet. Like people put too much damn sugar in there.
That's because you don't know how to cook no damn lemonade.
I don't make it. There's no caffeine in it. There's no caffeine in lemonade. It doesn't get you buzzed. It's like sugar. There's literally no benefits to lemonade.
Girl.
Oh, you can say the same thing about iced tea.
There's caffeine in iced tea.
It depends.
So you just eat drugs. That's what you're saying. You need like some sort of enhancement.
Someone's gonna have to do something for me besides the sugar.
The lemons help clean your system, and the sugar puts it back wherever the lemons.
But usually with lemonade, they don't even use real lemons in it most of the time.
But that's because you be going.
Lemonade is one of the only drinks that you can make that doesn't require you to use the actual item that is named after.
You don't have to use no iced tea. You can use that 4C iced tea, a little powder. They come in that big tin, that big ass tin.
Every single drink has that like version. Like you can make orange juice with those little things that you freeze and you pop
those frozen concentrates. That's the ghetto. Yeah. That's like, what so Dole's always doing. That's what Dole's
doing. You can do that with anything. So, honestly, Lamaritas can go for me because I've never had one.
Dex, you love Lamaritas. Jay, which
I
one
haven't had one in a while, but I used to.
I'm getting rid of Lamaritas. That's for the thoughts.
That was Dexter. Go ahead, boy.
Dex used to have a Lamaritas sponsorship. All right. Number three, we got potato salad. Up in the top left, deviled eggs, top right, barbecue baked beans, this nigga eating beans, bottom left, and corn on the cob, bottom right. Which one for the sides can go?
Corn?
What?
Pork and beans or just regular beans?
No, just regular. Who's eating pork and beans? Yeah, who's eating pork and beans at 4th of July?
A lot of people.
Pork and beans?
Yes.
With the hot dog chunks in it? They bringing that outside?
No, it was like little pieces of pork in it. I don't know.
Pork and beans is like the hot dogs and beans. That's what I consider pork and beans.
No, pork and beans, like I see beans with little pieces of pork in it. Buy it from the store.
Pork and beans is like, you know, my food stamp card don't reload to the fifth.
Exactly.
That little dog be on the container.
Dog.
Dog food, Ty?
The hell
is
you eating?
No, you know what he's talking about. You know the one with the commercials with the dog.
I don't.
I never
heard of Bush's baked beans.
Oh. Bush's, yeah. They ain't got no damn dog on them.
That's them.
I don't know if the can has a dog on it, Ty. You might be getting tricked.
I'm voting for it to go.
You and Rachel got to use y'all WIC checks to get the dog food.
you got to do what you got to do. If the system's going to pay for me, as much as they did, I'm willing to let them pay.
Okay.
But the baked beans can go.
Don't that potato salad look real bland? Don't got no seasoning.
For me, it's potato salad. Too many people cannot cook potato salad, but they insist on bringing it to the cookout. So
I've never eaten that potato salad before. I feel like I can eat anybody's potato salad and anybody's coleslaw.
Oh, hell, Dex, you're a suicidal.
Coleslaw. Suicidal. Right.
That's gross.
No, potato salad is hard to make, and it can go from really good to really nasty.
That potato salad look like what Black Panther's talking about. It's Karen's potato salad.
Karen.
All right. Next up, we got the cakes. Red Velvet, number one. I think number two is a 7-Up cake for all those who are versed in your cakes. Number three is a chocolate cake. Not German chocolate cake, but just a regular chocolate cake. And number four is a marble pound cake. So which cake are we getting rid of?
I don't like red velvet.
I'll love them.
You don't eat no cake?
No.
You don't like no sweet?
Contrary to popular belief.
I always pick that cake in the top.
You don't like the cake, Dex?
No, I don't eat that, no.
Jayden, which one are you getting rid of?
I'm getting rid of the chocolate cake.
Yeah, I don't like chocolate neither. Chocolate gets on my nerves after a while. All right, and last but not least, we have in honor of the national anthem, the national anthem singers, Whitney Houston, Beyonce, Marvin Gaye, or Fergie. Which one's going?
I've never heard Marvin Gaye, so I guess he could go.
Did you get rid of Marvin Gaye or Fergie?
Fergie can go.
No, Fergie has to say, because think about it. Like, when you hear the national anthem, normally it's like, oh, my God, that was so powerful. And then it's like, okay, whatever, go on by your day. But with Fergie's, that was the gift that kept on giving. Like, I need – when I see people performing stuff like that, like, don't just mess up or just perform it to be good. Like, I want you to make a fool out of yourself so I can have something to laugh at. So Fergie has to say.
Fergie gotta go. She needs to retire. In my honest opinion, she's not bringing anything new to the world. So yeah, she gotta go.
Yeah, she's like 45 years old. She's very elderly. And she's kind of dried up. Speaking of dried up, it's time for Dex's BS report.
Not really sure what that lead-in has to do with the BS report. Here is the hottest segment of the show, Dex's BS report. Ladies and gentlemen, I have 2 4th of July related stories for you today. The first one is there's a woman in Colorado who were told like, you know, like it's time for you to turn yourself in. She's been suspected of murder of her ex-husband. So she decided, you know what, before I go, I want to throw a big barbecue just for everybody to come and just say their goodbyes to me because I don't know how long I'm going to be in jail. She had the barbecue. People were telling her like, you know, this is really good. You know, like my hats off to the chef, so forth and so on. They were asking her what kind of meat did she use because it tastes a little different, but it was really good. It was seasoned well. She said, the meat was actually my ex-husband. Ladies and gentlemen, the woman is actually on trial for killing her ex-husband, and she fed him to her neighbors. And another barbecue-related story, there is a man who was very upset after being asked for a divorce from his wife. She said, you know what, enough is enough. We got to divorce each other. Like, we're not in love with each other anymore. He agreed to the divorce and decided that he wants to throw her a cookout. He threw the woman a cookout. And then a couple days later, almost 40 people who attended that cookout ended up sick. And they were like, well, I'm not really sure how I ended up sick, so forth and so on. The man later revealed that he both ejaculated and peed in the lemonade that was served at the cookout. Ladies, that is Dex's BS report for the week.
You knew about that lemonade. That's why
I didn't want it. So I'm full of lemonade.
Unwanted ejaculations, not at all a good thing. It's time for seats. This is the part of the segment. This is the part of the show where we decide to seat those who deserve it. People have been standing in our way. We decide to usher them down to a place where they can rest and get out of our way. So, guys, do you have anyone that you would like to seat this week?
I do. My seat is going to go to everyone. Okay, so everyone always says that I'm a Trump supporter, so like this shouldn't shock you at all. My seat is going to go to everyone who is protesting against Walmart for carrying. My seat is going to go to everyone who's upset with the protesters of the people at Walmart who are saying like, oh, these guys shouldn't be protesting and so forth and so on. Walmart has released a line of shirts that says impeach 45 in reference to Donald Trump. The reason I say that people who are upset with them needs to be seated because like, this is what boycotts are for. When you find something that you're upset about, something that pisses you off, like you want to boycott about it. Yes, I mean, usually boycotts are done by, you know, women who are boycotting, you know, equal wages and fair treatment or the LGBT community who's you know, boycotting or wants, you know, respect or, you know, African-Americans who are, you know, boycotting, being killed by police or, you know, just being mistreated because of the color of their skin. But don't, you know, just because you don't agree with why the person's boycotting, don't mean you have to, like, you know, shush them or whatever. Some people just think it's important to boycott against T-shirts sold at Walmart that they have a choice to buy. So, like, ladies and gentlemen, let these people, you know, protest. Like, they deserve their right to do that.
Mm. You guys have any takes on what Dex said? I mean, I hear you, but...
I'm just saying some of our issues, maybe all our issues don't align together. Like, you know, people being killed by police might rank a little differently you know, than shirts being sold at Walmart. But at the same time, like, if that's your issue, that's your issue.
Yeah, I mean, I feel you.
Yeah, I get it. But I don't think life is quite that simple. I think boycotting, I mean, if you were going to boycott Walmart, there are a myriad of reasons why to do so. And I think that them selling a shirt, they do actually sell on the same site lots of Trump apparel. So I think Walmart and whoever, you know, is in the business with them is really just remaining neutral. Like, you could sell whatever you want to sell, like you want to be for Trump or against Trump. So it's kind of silly to boycott Walmart for that reason. But I mean, if that's what you want to do, then by all means do it. But Walmart gives you lots of reasons to boycott.
I think the boycott is probably going to look like Trump's inauguration, but like 20 people.
Or like that. No, I feel like a lot of Walmart shoppers are Trump supporters. I genuinely feel that way. I feel like people who shop at Walmart, not everybody, but a majority of the people who shop at Walmart, like, I put it like this, if you support Trump, you more than likely shop at Walmart.
Yeah, because Walmarts have all them little McDonald's where they be having Trump's fish fillets and them Pepsi, them Diet Pepsis.
They sell a lot of flannel. They sell a lot of flannel shirts. Wow. You know, yeah. they sell a lot of things to help out with missing teeth and everything. And I think that's
guns and bullets. You know, Walmart sells all of that. So
since we're on Walmart, Walmart should actually go to jail along with Rachel and Kim.
The whole company should go to jail.
That welfare, whoever owns Walmart. More welfare fraud. What they do is they significantly underpay their employees, and then their employees are on welfare, and then their employees use their welfare checks to spend money in where? Walmart. So Walmart is not only not paying them, but also receiving large portions of the people who work for them welfare. And I just think that Walmart is just collecting welfare checks. They can go as
well too. Well, what Walmart does give their employees, I think, 25% discount. But when you say greatly underpaying them, how much are they getting paid? Because I thought they were getting paid like $10 an hour.
No, like $7.
Minimum wage. Have you seen this actually or just heard this?
Yes, I've seen this.
Oh, well, I've never known anybody to only get paid $7.25 at Walmart.
Bill worked at Walmart for a couple of weeks. Just as a test for whatever reason.
Oh, okay. All right. The truth comes out. Gotcha.
No, I know several people who work at Walmart, $7.25 an hour.
Well, let me tell you, Target does the same thing. I worked there for 2 days and this white lady yelled at me. I said, bitch, you got me fucked up. I'm not working on a plantation. And I walked off.
That's basically what Bill did. Like the exact same thing.
It's 2 days. They had me stocking shelves, and then they said they expected you to get the whole shelf done in 3 minutes. I'm like, it's 28 boxes. 3 minutes. The math wasn't adding up, and I just couldn't do it. Nah, I'm good.
What's minimum wage where you live?
I think minimum wage everywhere is $7.25, but at the time I was living in Maryland.
Oh, really? What part of Maryland were you living in?
I'm from Prince George's County, but I lived in Baltimore for 5 years.
Cool. I'm from Baltimore.
So I was working at the Towson Target for 2 days.
Ah, I know where that's at. You was in a bougie area.
Ain't bougie no more. Need to go back home and see. Towson is hood. I almost got robbed last time I was at the mall.
What's Baltimore? So, like, can you really be?
Yeah, young? True. That's very true. Yeah.
What'd you say, Dax?
It's Baltimore. Like, I mean,
but aren't you from Philly?
I'm from Texas, Houston, to be exact. Yeah,
he's from Philly. Gotcha. He's from Philly. He likes to claim.
But you like to claim Philly when it's convenient for you.
When it's convenient, I will.
Okay, all right. We'll drop something. Okay.
What city is on your high school diploma?
Oh, I don't know.
Oh, okay.
Philly.
Okay.
I have a master's degree. You think I know anything about a high school
degree? A master's degree from DeVry? Wow. Congratulations.
Drag him. Jane, do you have a seat?
I do have a seat, actually. I would like to seat the whole Love and Hip Hop franchise.
Okay.
Ooh, all of them, from the Love and Hip Hop Miami to Hollywood to New York to Love and Hip Hop Baltimore, all of it. I can't stand it. I think that, this whole narrative of the black man stepping out on his wife and getting somebody else pregnant, quite frankly, I'm tired of seeing it. I'm tired of seeing these dumb women go back. I'm not sympathizing with you because you keep going back to me, I feel like you got a mental disability for you to keep going back to somebody that's continuously cheating on you. You either want to accept it and shut up or move on, because it's been 8 years and your man didn't have 3 side kids and you still be getting mad talking about this is not what you signed up for. Yes, it is. You better read the fine print. That's what you signed up for.
Is that $55,000 that Mona Scott Young gives them every season? So, you know what I'm saying?
$55,000. Who said that?
Well, that's for the lead.
Who said that?
That's for a leading role.
Oh, okay. Well, I actually have, you know, I'm a full-time accountant, but some of my clients have actually been on Love and Hip Hop. But
they getting pennies?
If that's what you heard, that's what you heard.
No, they're getting pennies. Okay, they get.
Hey,
pennies.
It ain't none of my business. You know, that's confidential information.
I'm just saying there's a reason why they keep coming back. It's a check. It's a check attack.
People do reality TV for free nowadays. Yeah, people want fame.
So, yeah.
And it's sad. It's pathetic. But hey, it is what it is. I'd rather have a check than have the fame.
You guys talked about that actually on your podcast before. I remember listening to it and hearing that.
I actually listened to your podcast today. You had the that guy who had a national radio appearance.
CEO Hayes. Yep.
Yep. He was good. Cool. So that is the show. I don't have a seat today. I'm going to be nice. My baby's doing wonderful. I just have a praise report. My baby's doing great. 5 months old now. She's cute as a button. So thank you, everybody, for your likes and stuff on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. I appreciate all the love, and everyone just have a wonderful 4th of July. Enjoy the cookouts. Enjoy the fireworks. I don't do fireworks. Keep your hands away.
I don't do 4th of July.
You don't do 4th of July?
Nah, you know, what's there to celebrate? Nah.
I'm not really a fan either. We might not sell. Let's cancel it this year.
I'll take the day off, but I ain't celebrating.
I'm right there with you. I already celebrate anything. I'm not one of those people.
Oh, you Jehovah Witness now?
I wish.
You said you wish.
Yeah, that way people would leave me alone. I don't have to explain. I'm a Jehovah's Witness. They're about to go.
Nah, you gonna be knocking on doors. You're gonna be the people that I ignore.
See, there's a rebellion too. Like, you know, I'm convinced they don't all do that, just like the old lady.
Okay.
No, because they got all the young guys with the Mormons do it, so you know what I'm saying? It's just witnessing. You gotta go around, you gotta knock on some doors and meet some people. So
nah, I'm good.
All right. Well, cool. Don't forget, like, subscribe, tell a friend, and comment on the show. You can find the podcast version up on Apple Music and SoundCloud and Audio Mac. Shout out to Jaden Hollywood. Check out his show, Unapologetic Pod. Always uploading every Tuesday, correct, Jaden? Is it every Tuesday?
It's whenever, you know, I get around to it. So
make sure you stay linked up on his Twitter page at The Great Jaden, right?
Yes, The Great Jaden. Make sure you follow me on all social media. Make sure you follow Unapologetic Pod as well. That's Unapologetic with a K. And for the listeners that love Bro Talk Live, if you haven't heard already, I'm putting together an event called The Pod Connection in Atlanta the weekend of October 5th. So if you love Bro Talk Live and you want to see them live in Atlanta, then you want to follow A Pod Connection ATL on Instagram and nominate them to do a live show. I would love to see y'all do a live show, but hey, that's just me. Y'all got to get y'all followers to nominate y'all.
Okay. Challenge you. Who'd you say, Dex?
I like him.
We appreciate it. So thanks for your time, bro. Like I said, don't forget, hit us up, brotalklive.com, for anything other than what you've seen tonight. Woman Crush Wednesday, is that return tomorrow, Dex?
No, tomorrow's a holiday, but next week it's definitely back.
Dex,
it's been like 30 weeks. Last week you said you had something for us. That's hilarious. All right. Throwback Thursday on Thursday. And stay tuned for that. BroTalkLive.com. We're always on the mark. You guys have a wonderful week. For Dex, for Ty, for Jaden, my name is Jason. We'll see you guys next week.